This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Educators in Denver are concerned that undocumented students and families aren't accessing remote learning opportunities. Some families say they're afraid to sign up for free Comcast internet because they have to upload photo ID. They say that could make them targets for deportation. Tiffany Choi leads the Denver Classroom Teachers Association. She's worried about students who aren't connected.
Given the anxiety and the uncertainty around financial stresses, food, housing, and then on top of that, internet access, those are all now barriers to an equitable education.
Comcast says it doesn't track or report their customers' immigration status. A new project by Colorado's History Museum aims to record how Coloradans are dealing with the pandemic. Jason Hansen is the chief creative officer at History Colorado. He says the things people share online give historians a new way of understanding how COVID-19 is affecting their lives.
We have the tools now in a way that people have never had before, historians have never had before, to really try and capture that big quilt of experience, and that's what we're doing with this project.
The museum is collecting stories from residents over the phone, on an online journal, or at historycolorado.org. Vice President Mike Pence has changed his plans and will now deliver the commencement address at the Air Force Academy in person this weekend. Pence was planning to speak to graduates through a video message. Cadets will be seated 6 feet apart, and no outside guests are allowed to attend. The ceremony will be streamed online from the Academy near Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.